Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. We are a nation of baby boomers. In less than 20 years, more than 70 million Americans will have turned 65. Whether you fall into that group or are older or younger, the decisions you make or don't make about money could make all the difference in terms of when you retire and how you live out your golden or not so golden years. Joining us now to talk about personal finance as we head out of the Great Recession is personal finance advisor Jonathan Pond. He's known as America's financial planner, and Jonathan has devoted a good stretch of his career to public media audiences on television and radio, helping them make the most of their money. His book is available only to public broadcasting audiences. It's called Money Smarts: Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. Welcome to the show, Jonathan.
Thank you very much, Anna. It's great to be back.
You are listening once again to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and this is our fall membership drive. Remember, your support, listener support, is the foundation of our budget. Please make your pledge right now at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. 897-9678. Our goal this hour is $4,000, and we can meet this goal with your help. Online pledges count toward the goal, too, at WOSU.org. For a pledge at the $60 level, we'll send you Jonathan's book, Money Smarts. The subtitle of the book is Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. And for that pledge of $60, we will send you this book, a book you cannot find in bookstores, and you can't order it online, but you can get it right now by calling 1-866-897-9678 or go to WOSU.org. We'll get into some other great thank you gifts coming up in the hour, but first I want to turn to Jonathan Pond and just dig into the show.
Mm. Wow, what a time. What a time, you know, particularly to be an Ohioan. You know, I don't know. You probably haven't had any toothpaste ads for months airing there locally, but it is an exciting time, and it's not necessarily one that should influence you in the way you invest or plan for the future, because it's just very uncertain what will happen. Mm-hmm. I happen to think we're not going to fall off the fiscal cliff.
They'll pull together somehow.
Reason will prevail and probably kick the can down the road a little bit. But still, the notion that you should sell what you have on the theory that we're going to fall off the fiscal cliff, or you should stock up on stocks because there's going to be a change in Washington come January, neither of those is worth betting your money on. I'm always amused at this time of the year because I remember my father. I grew up in Washington, and my father had a distinction which I don't think has ever been achieved since then, and probably never will be. He was an advisor to three consecutive presidents, two Democrats, Kennedy and Johnson, and Nixon. And he used to come home every day really frustrated. And I remember I was just a little kid at the time, and he said, you know, Jonathan, the Washington bureaucracy eats presidents for lunch every day. And we generally have divided government, and that's not such necessarily a bad thing. Certainly Wall Street sort of likes divided government. And that's likely the most likely outcome of this election is continue another bout of divided government, which won't be so bad. The economy in general is improving. It's improving very slowly. We still have some challenges later on to confront, but by and large, the market, the stock market, mm-hmm. is always looking ahead. And what it likes what it sees, or else it wouldn't be up so much since the middle of the year. The big cloud right now, immediately over the next month, is corporate earnings, and if they don't come in as and many suspect that earnings growth is going to slow, that could cast a pall on the stock market. But again, I think it's temporary. I'm not one. I guess, Anne, this is an important takeaway,
mm-hmm.
and that is you shouldn't be worried about what's going to happen to your money over the next month or the next 6 months or the next year, for that matter. Where you want to be concerned with is the next 10, 20, or 30 years, and I don't see anything any different from the past. Stocks will outperform bonds will outperform cash, and cash will probably outperform gold.
My guest is Jonathan Pond, PBS financial advisor. Jonathan is offering three thank you gifts to you and a great combo package. These gifts are exclusive for public broadcasting and are only available to you right now. You can go to our website and read detailed descriptions of all the gifts, or you can call and ask our volunteers about the gifts. Call 1-866-897-9678 or visit WOSU.org. Better yet, call Jonathan right now and ask him yourself. 1-866-897-9678 to make that pledge. To talk to Jonathan Pond, 614-292-8513. Our pledge levels this hour range from $60 to $120 to $225. Really, there's something for anyone and any budget. Each of these thank you gifts will help you stay afloat while the economy continues to recover. Call 1-866-897-9678 or go to our secure server at WOSU.org and give us a call if you have a question for Jonathan, any kind of financial planning question, 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@WOSU.org. So, Jonathan, if you're already diversified, stay mm-hmm. diversified. You're okay. You'll weather the storm. But make sure you are diversified, because sometimes people lose track of their investments in their 401k, and they need to go back and review them, certainly, don't they?
That's right, because, I mean, what's happened recently is the market is up rather smartly so far this year. Some of the major indexes are up 15, 18%. And that means, you know, and everybody loves that, but have your stocks risen to the point where you should pare them back a little bit? That's called rebalancing.
Mm-hmm.
And so you won't get caught up in a bull market and end up, when the market turns around, which it does at some point, no one knows, or no sane individual knows, when it turns around, you need to... You want to make sure you haven't built up your stock portion so much that you're significantly hurt when the downturn arises.
Thanks to I'm going to take a guess on the name, Paul Marichicki in Dublin, also Jennifer Lake in Columbus, and thanks to Art Stormer in West Mansfield. Thanks so much for your support of 89.7 NPR News. Maybe it's a good time to talk about the three different... thank you gifts and mm-hmm. the different pledge levels. In return for your pledge, we're offering our listeners a great gift from Jonathan Pond, the PBS financial advice expert. At the $120 level, you can pick up the Money Smarts Financial Planner, which is a personal financial report done by Jonathan. You'll fill out a short questionnaire, and then Jonathan will send you personalized financial planner. That is for a pledge of $120. Or at that $120 level, you can get the the Money Smarts Investment Planner. Same deal. Jonathan, how does that work?
Well, it's very simple for the members, certainly, and not so simple for me, but I'm happy to do it. You'll receive a questionnaire shortly after you make your pledge, and then WOSU is out of the loop. But with the questionnaire, you can fill it out online, which most, but not certainly not all, the people do, or you can fill it out on paper and mail it to me. It's a confidential questionnaire. I don't share that information with anybody. And then you'll receive your report. It takes about 3 weeks if you want a printed report. It takes about a week if you want the report emailed to you. If you want the report emailed to you, I don't even need to know your name and address. I need to know your email address. That's it. And you will receive my report. Now, the financial planner covers all areas of your financial life that are important to you. Debt management, perhaps. A little bit on investing. Tax planning for retirement. If you're retired, reports are completely different. That would be thriving throughout your retirement years. Wills and estate planning issues, insurance, getting the right kind of insurance at the right cost. So it'll provide an overview specific to your situation, because although it only takes about a half hour to fill out the questionnaire, I get enough information to be able to provide you with one-of-a-kind guidance. You can't deal in the internet these days with generic guidance. You don't know whether it applies to you. You don't know whether it's out of date. You don't know whether it might be just flat wrong. And that's the beauty of these. That's why these are the two most popular thank you gifts offered in public media, which is the only place I offer them. Now, quickly, mm-hmm. The investment planner works the same way. It's a questionnaire. You get a report. But it doesn't overlap with the financial planner. It looks at your investments. It gives you specific diversification recommendations, which is the key, really. And it gives you specific, custom selected by me, mutual funds and exchange-traded funds that meet your own needs. There's nothing like this. I had a partner in a huge that I knew in a huge Wall Street firm who said, you know, you're trying to put us out of business with this. Well, I'm not trying to put them out of business. What I am trying to do, though, is give you advice that you can trust and that you can understand and that's going to help you.
1-866-897-9678 is the number to call to make your pledge right now. You can also go to our website at WOSU.org from wherever you're listening. It doesn't have to be Columbus or Central Ohio. We've had calls from Cleveland, West Mansfield. We know you're listening out there in Akron and Dayton. Give us a call and show your support for the station you listen to every day. 1-866-897-9678. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and it is our fall membership drive. These are not three horrible words. These are three happy words, because this is how we fund the programming that you've come to rely on every day. Our goal today is simple: to get your pledge of support at 1-866-897 or go online to WOSU.org. Call it that number now. Make a pledge of $120 and pick up the Money Smarts Financial Planner. It's your personal finance report. Jonathan Pond just described it. You will fill out a short questionnaire and he'll send you a personalized planner. That is for a pledge of $120. You get your finances back on track in this changed economy. Call 1-866-897-9678. And for $225, receive Jonathan Pond's newest book, A Personalized Financial Planner, and A Personalized Investment Planner. That's at the $225 pledge of support to 1-866-897-9678. Also, thanks to Britta Sharp in Amanda and also Kathy Wayner in Worthington. Thanks for your support of your public radio station. We really need your help, and we love it when we can hear from you and when you can show it in this way. Jonathan, we just talked about diversification, that it's imperative no matter what. What about folks who are feeling that urge to invest in the stock market now? Is this a good time, or should they continue on their same path? They always say buy when it's low and sell
right.
when it's high.
Right. The best approach to this is what is known as dollar cost averaging. You know, we tend to lose sight of this, and that is to put no matter what the market's doing, no matter what the outlook is, because no one knows for sure what the outlook is, but over time, simply investing fixed amounts, roughly fixed amounts of money at regular intervals. That's why the retirement plans at work, 401ks, 403bs, thrift savings plans, tax-sheltered annuities, whatever they're called. That's what it does. You're buying stocks and bonds, if you're diversified, regularly in these accounts. And that's the way to make money. You're a long-term investor. Everybody is, unless I guess they just got a terrible, terrible report from their doctor. But we all need to understand that we're long-term investors, so any time is a good time to buy stocks. I happen to be a contrarian a bit, so I tend to think that when the market's down, I prefer stocks over bonds, and when the market's way up, I prefer bonds over stocks. But you know, filter that out. Just take money and invest it at regular intervals, and you'll do fine over the long run. What you have to worry about is succumbing to fear. You know, we're motivated by fear and greed. Fear is when you're losing money and you decide, well, I better not invest in stocks now, and you miss the inevitable upturn. Greed is where the market's up, you know, smartly so far this year. People say, wow, I better, you know, the train has left the station. I better get into stocks now. Well, you don't want to make major shifts in the way you invest because it just never works. It never works. And that's why I have Pond's golden rule of investing, and that is you cannot predict with any accuracy the direction of stock prices and bond prices. It just doesn't work. And anybody who thinks they can is in dire need of immediate residential mental health counseling, because just the 50-minute hour is insufficient for these people because they're delusional. It doesn't work. And yet the financial services industry thrives on telling people what they think is going to happen over the next hour or the next week. Who cares? I don't care what's going to happen over the next year. With my clients, I'm worried about 20 years from now, and I know that if I sell my house now because I think housing prices are going to decline, 20 years from now that'll be a huge mistake. If I sell stocks now because I think, you know, financial Armageddon is going to hit next year, I'm in big trouble. Hey, if they resolve this issue, which probably means kicking the can down the road, there will be so much relief that the market could well shoot up. And you know, what do you, you know, you sit there sucking your thumb wondering, oh, geez, I missed that. Now, I'm what should I do?
Mm-hmm. What next? We have $2,500 to go this hour. Thanks to Daniel Patrick in Worthington. Thanks for your show of support. 614-292-8513. That's the number to call if you'd like to speak with Jonathan Pond right now. You can also email us at allsides@wosu.org. Give us a call or email us right now because Jonathan loves to take the calls and hear what you have to say or address whatever questions or concerns you might have. Again, 614-292-8513. If you want to make your pledge of support right now, 1-866-897-9678. We have a variety of levels of support that come with special thank you gifts from Jonathan Pond at the $60 level. Money Smarts, the book, Jonathan Pond's book, his newest book, actually. It's a public broadcasting exclusive. It's not available in bookstores or on the web. And you can learn how to protect your money during tough economic times, learn how to take control of your debt, and focus on the retirement prize and learn the five keys to secure financial future. $120 will get you one or the other, Money Smarts Financial Planner or the Money Smarts Investment Planner. It's personal. You send in the information to Jonathan Pond. He sends back a personal financial planner for you or a personal investment planner. You can, at the $225 level, get all three. What a deal. 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Andrew Bullock and Hilliard, and also Lark Retchie in Granville. Thanks for your support of All Sides with Dan Fisher and of WOSU 89.7 NPR News.
Well, it warms my soul to see the support that WOSU so justly deserves. I had the pleasure of being out there last spring and meet Ann and the people at the station.
That's fun.
And you know, it's WOSU. I travel all over the place. WOSU is considered one of the leaders in the public media family, which is huge, by the way, 300 and some odd. You know, when I say I visited WOSU, the other stations say they're really great out there. So they need your support, but they also deserve your support. And if you think about what a valuable community resource that WOSU is, I'm big on education, and I just feel that public media is our most outstanding and certainly our most accessible educational resource. So I'm happy that you get such good support there, Anne. And if you're on the fence, let me mention that these thank you gifts are exclusive. So you're not going to find them anywhere else. You can try That's my commitment to public media, and I want you to show your commitment, particularly if you're not yet a member of the family here at WOSU. This is a great time to do so, because I happen to think, even if you're motivated through self-interest, which you shouldn't be, but if you are, I'm going to do my utmost to help you achieve a better financial future. And I don't care what your situation is now. I'm particularly happy to help people that are struggling. And I will work very hard to justify your commitment to WOSU at the $60 level, the book, at the $120 level, the book, plus your choice of the two planners. If you want me to take a look at your overall situation, that would be the financial planner. If you want me to look at your investment situation, that would be the investment planner. But why choose at the $225 level? You can take advantage of both, plus the book, and at all levels, you'll receive a 1-year subscription to my weekly e-newsletter entitled Ponderings. And Anne, you have told me in the past that that many have stepped up to the what I like to refer to as the whole kit and the caboodle.
Yeah.
Both planners, and they're often used as gifts. Is that right?
Yeah, when I've talked to people who have done that way, they maybe give the financial planner to one kid, the investment planner to another kid, depending on where they're at in their lives, mm-hmm, or the book, mm-hmm, to the, you know, you can split it up. One person doesn't have to use all three items.
That's
you can
correct.
Split it up, and it doesn't matter. And, you know, maybe they're not ready to do anything with it now. Maybe it's just something to think about. There is no time limit on when to use these. And I think that's very critical, particularly for Tracy for some people out there who might lose them, misplace them, you know, something like that.
Yeah. Yep,
1-866-897-9678 is the number to call to make your pledge right now. And when Jonathan talks about the family, the public media family, I really do consider it family. I love it when guests are on the show and at the end of the show they say, "Wow, I can't believe what great questions your listeners had today. Those are some of the best I've ever had." They don't have to say that. We're off the air by then. And I tell them, I know. Aren't they great? They kind of make my job a little easier, but they also make my job much more edifying. Give us a call if you have a question for Jonathan Pond, 614-292-8513. You can email us at allsides@wosu.org. You can also go to our Facebook page and post your question or comment there. Again, if you want to make a pledge right now, 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. And thanks to Amy Rakicic in Columbus. Thanks so much for your support for WOSU and public media. We appreciate it. Give us a call, 614-292-8513, to talk to Jonathan Pond. I, of course, as everybody knows, can just hog the conversation to myself. I always have plenty of questions. For instance, Jonathan, we haven't talked about this in a while, but how much should someone set aside for emergencies? What do you mean by that? Is that different than just the regular cash savings account?
All right. One aside before I get into this, but you're so astoundingly well-prepared, Ann. I mean, I do a lot of these around the country, and you do your homework, and that's to your credit.
Thank you.
An emergency fund, for most people, it shouldn't be any more than 2 months' worth of spending. And even then, I think you don't necessarily want it sitting in an account that's earning no interest. That's one of the real challenges right now, by the way, and that's what I deal with in the investment planner, is showing people where they might be able to eke out a little interest without taking too much risk. But this low interest environment we got is just hammering retirees. But be that as it may, I think a couple of months worth of spending, and the question then becomes, do you forego investing it in a fashion that you give it an opportunity to grow, and yet be able to tap into it. So I would think a mutual fund, maybe a well-diversified mutual fund like a balanced fund that you can put the money in and you can take it out with little or no penalty over time, if you need it and you get the money in a day, might be the trick. Because it bothers me that people set aside an emergency fund and it earns mm-hmm. no income. So that might be. And you know, I would recommend some specific funds that could accomplish that. But I can't. I will in the investment planner report, but I can't give generic advice out to people. Mm-hmm. I need to know more about your situation to pick the right funds for you. And that's what the investment planner does. And I will mention some funds that you could put in to an emergency fund, let it grow over time, and yet still be able to tap into it quickly.
Email from Charlie in Columbus asks, what would your guest advice be for a recent college grad? Should I start investing or be focused on student loans and credit cards?
Oh, Charlie, well, congratulations on graduating.
Yep.
The implication of this is that you've got a job, which
Yay.
Is great.
Yep.
Which is great. That for a college graduate, the first full-time job may be finding a job. I would recommend doing a little of both, Charlie. I would recommend paying down certainly credit card loans. You got to maintain at least the minimum with your student loans, minimum payments, but those tend to be lower interest than your credit card loans. So pay off some of the credit card loans, but also put some money into a plan at work, 401k, 403b, whatever. If one isn't available, put money into an IRA. So you do a little of both. Take you longer to pay off your credit cards, but I think you'll be pleased with the idea that you're not only whittling away at your debt, but you're also preparing for a good financial future. And one of the things is for young people, and particularly you're struggling, you might not be paid as much as you're worth, and retirement is the last of your concerns. Well, do old Jonathan a favor, and your parents, by the way, and start to put money away, even if it's a little bit. You know, if it's $20 a week, get started on that. Because if you can get into the habit of putting money away for retirement, even though it's 40 years away, you just can't understand the impact that will make in the future, because you're going to get into the savings habit, and the sooner you do that, the better. Good for you, Charlie.
Thanks, Charlie, for that email. Thanks to Janet Brand in Pataskala and Susanna Grant in Columbus. We have just $1,800 to go in this hour. Thanks for calling or pledging online at WOSU.org. The number to call is 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. Can't tell you how much I appreciate your show of support during All Sides with Ann Fisher. Ahmed in Columbus, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, Ahmed.
Yes, how you doing? I just have a very, very simple question, okay, about investing in which stocks to buy. Okay, and this goes like the day when they announce the election results.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I'm pretty sure that you have a list of stocks that you're going to buy if we get a Republican president, and there's a different list of companies that you're going to invest to if we get a Democratic president.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, which is which? And what's on your list?
Oh, Ahmed, why do we have such smart people and listening to WOSU?
Yes.
I would say if I were pushed to the corner on this, if there's a Republican president, I would go heavily into financial stocks. If there's a Democratic president, I would probably hold off on that and get into some consumer stocks, healthcare stocks, and what have you. But that's perilous. Ahmed, I'm sure you're saying if I just had a little bit of extra money and I wanted to play this. Let me give you a couple of suggestions there with respect to financial stocks. I like preferred stock exchange-traded funds. Preferred stocks are not stocks so much as they are. They pay a very generous dividend, 6%, 7%. But they're also a play on the financial industry, because if the financial industry improves, preferred stock prices should improve at least somewhat. And yet if the financial industry slumps, preferred stocks should stay up more than the common stocks. But the main thing right now, with so much uncertainty, Ahmed and everybody else, is I like dividend paying stocks. I just think they're a great way to invest. It's kind of a sissy way to invest, but I'm a sissy when it comes to investing. Stocks that pay dividends have a lot going for them these days, because at least you have the dividend, which is a lot more than you'd get off a treasury security or a typical bond. And yet you have the possibility of growth as well. So there are a variety of things. I like utilities right now. I particularly like real estate stocks. Again, it's tough to generalize, even for a smart guy like Ahmed, because I need to know more about you to give you the right advice, which I will with your investment planner. And that's available along with the financial planner at a wonderful show of support to WOSU at $225.
With the book.
With the book and the one year's worth of weekly e-newsletters. WOSU.org if you want to play the computer savvy to pledge online, or 866-897-9678. Call the friendly volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
Incidentally, if you dawdle now, I'm serious about this. I don't make these available outside public media. So please do yourself a favor. More importantly, do WOSU a big favor and join the happy band of people that are members of this great organization, mm-hmm, in this wonderful community.
Mm-hmm. Ahmed, that's great advice, Ahmed. I hope you'll take it.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks a lot. If you'd like to talk to Jonathan Pond, 614-292-8513. You can also email us at allsides@wosu.org. Thanks to Helmut Kremling in Columbus, and also Marla Muset in Columbus. Thanks for your support of 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Dan Fisher. It's really nice to have people call during the show, because it is a vote of support, and it tells me that you like what you're hearing, and that even though we are in, membership drive mode, it still matters, and you're getting valuable information. We have a great drive planned for all of our listeners, and I hope you'll keep listening. So, once again, Jonathan Pond is here today to talk about personal finance, and because he knows how difficult getting your finances in order can be, especially after the recent economic downturn. But he's also here because he knows the importance of public radio. Our public broadcasting can offer you the detailed financial advice that Jonathan Pond offers. Call with your pledge of support, 1-866-897-9678, or go to WOSU.org, make a pledge of $60, and we will send you the book, Money Smarts. Make a pledge of $225. Our thank you gift is the combo package, everything we've been talking about this hour, for a pledge of $225. It's a great investment in public radio and a great investment in the future of All Sides. $225 is less than a dollar a day, and when they say that, that amazes me. It's less than a dollar a day. And you maybe give up the soda. No, I'm just kidding. And you get a great thank you gift in return. Go online to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Our goal this hour was $4,000. I think we have, we're getting the latest update even as I speak. I'm waiting. We have something left to go, though, before the end of the hour. So go online to WOSU.org. We have $1,200 to go. That's just 12 more calls. Give us a call, 1-866-897-9678. I know there's 12 people out there listening who have been listening, who are waiting for that perfect time to call. Now's the time. Call during my show, because it tells me you care about what we're doing. 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. There's still people out of work. Ohio is doing better than a lot of states,
yeah.
Jonathan, but there's still people out of work, and they're falling behind. And yet some people I've talked to say they're falling behind, but they're still trying to sock away a little bit of
mm-hmm.
cash and
right.
a little bit of savings. Would you say, no, maybe it's really better to keep working on that credit card, or don't miss that mortgage payment or car payment?
Well, right now the issue for people is, paying your bills in the near future if you're out of work or you worry about losing your job. So, you know, there are ways to do that outside having the money put aside, but ideally have enough money put aside so that you can get through the tough times. Mm-hmm. And don't, it's funny, last issue of Ponderings, which I'll be happy to send to people for a year, talked about don't let the retirement pessimist get you down, because mm-hmm. you read these stories, you read the stories about all the people that are you know, in a mess, and you start to say, well, you know, there's no hope for me, and that's not the case. I with these planners, you know, I see that with people, and I will give you a plan of ways to get through these times and get on a firmer financial footing. That's what I want to do. If you give me the honor, and I consider it an honor to help you achieve a better financial future, no matter what your situation may be. And it's not easy. There are no magic potions here to get through it. But there are sensible things that you should be doing, and that's what I lay out for you in a way you can understand. I provide a priority list of my recommendations, so you'll know mm-hmm. the best the most important matters to address. And it's hard to generalize, Anne. I guess that's what I'm saying
right.
at this point. But things will get better. If you're a college graduate and you worked so hard in college, geez, the way these college kids work these days is amazing
yep.
to me compared with what we used to do in college. But you know, you'll get over this. It'll simply be a bad memory. But you'll get over it. If you're out of work now or you're underemployed, so many people underemployed, mm-hmm. you know, things are getting better. Just don't get down on yourself.
Thanks to Cynthia Sheehan in Lancaster and also Pete Bittinger in Gahanna and Brenda Berry in Grove City. We have $1,000 to go in just about 17 minutes. Make the call, 1-866-897-9678, and I know we'll make our goal, 1-866-897-9678. Jonathan would always say, give what you can afford to give. Live
That's
within
right.
your means, however little or however much you can afford to give, to show your support for your public radio station, because we really appreciate it. Go ahead.
I was mentioning dividends a little while ago, dividend-paying
yeah.
stocks, and there are lots of mutual funds and exchange-traded funds that offer those, and I'll offer up some suggestions on the investment planner report. But I think of WOSU in this instance, and in terms of dividends, this is an investment you make that pays dividends every day of the year, and I think it's well worth your investment to get on the phone or the internet and call in with a pledge, as Ann says, at whatever level you can afford. It's gratifying to hear from past efforts here at WOSU that many of you step up to the $225 level, so you'll receive the book. Both planners, both the Money Smarts Investment Planner and the Money Smarts Financial Planner, as well as the weekly e-newsletter. But again, it's important. The important thing is to hear from you, vote for WOSU, and realize what a great investment it can be. Now, just briefly, if you tuned in recently, what are these planners? I mean, first thing is they're the most popular thank you gifts ever offered on public media. I'm proud to say.
Yep.
Because they're only offered on public media, among other things. The Money Smarts Financial Planner and the Money Smarts Investment Planner start with a questionnaire. Fill out the questionnaire. There is no deadline whatsoever. Most people want to take advantage of it immediately. You can fill it out on paper, or you can fill it out on the internet. You can ask to receive your report nicely bound by mail within 3 weeks, or if you want it sent to you by email, you get it in about a week, and it's filled with information that that is specific to your own financial status. That's the beauty of it. People like it. They understand it. They appreciate it. It's laid out in a way that they know what actions to take first. And we've had situations in the past, and I mean, there have been hundreds of thousands of families that have taken advantage of this. And it, by the way, it doesn't matter what your age, your financial. We've had an age range of 18 to the late 90s. 25% are retirees. A third take advantage of it as a gift for a family member. But these things will make a difference, and you'll be able to understand the steps to take to get on a better financial footing. That's what we want to do.
And for those of you out there who have availed yourself of this gift in the past, it's been a couple years, 2 or 3 years, you know, for what this costs, it's certainly worth it to go back again and have them reevaluate where you sit now.
That's right, Ann. Mm-hmm. It changes considerably. A feature we just added is what I refer to as encouragers, but we look at the important things that you need to be doing. Everybody has some very important things. And I will periodically, I'm not going to bother you, I will periodically email you to remind you or encourage you to get to update your will, to get on a better savings program, to better diversify your investments. So I don't leave you with the report anymore. This is brand new. This is the first time it's ever been mentioned.
Right.
We've been working on this for a couple of months, and I think it's going to be a great way for me to be able to provide you with an ongoing conversation. It's going to give you the warm and fuzzies for WOSU. But you bring up an important point. I've asked the stations. I don't keep your names or addresses. You know, it's confidential. But I've asked them. Quite frankly, I've been offering roughly the same product. It's constantly being updated for 21 years on public broadcasting. You know, those who are on always have new tchotchke. This is the same thing. And I say to the stations, how can this be? And they say people reorder it.
Mm-hmm.
Every year or two, they know who's ordering what, and they say they reorder it. And you should. Things have changed. Things have changed, and they're constantly changing. And your financial situation is changing.
Right, right. Hey, thanks to Mary Money in Worthington. What a name, huh? Thanks for your support, Mary, for WOSU. Just once again, you're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. And PBS financial advice expert Jonathan Pond is with me. He's offering 3 thank you gifts to you in a great combo package. These gifts are exclusive for public broadcasting. They're only available to you right now. You can go to our website and read detailed descriptions of all the gifts, or you can call and ask volunteers about the gifts, or what the heck, you can call right now and ask Jonathan Pond yourself if you have a question about something he sent you in the past and maybe it wasn't exactly what you understand. Give us a call and do a follow-up. Our pledge levels this hour range from $60 to $120 to $225. Really something for anyone and any budget. Each of these thank you gifts will help you stay afloat while the economy continues to recover. Call 1-866-897-9678. Or go to our secure server at WOSU.org. We only have about 11 minutes left, maybe 11 more people in 11 minutes. I know you're out there listening, so why don't you just pick up the phone right now? It'll only take about a minute or two to make your pledge. 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. I have an email from Robert. He says, I pulled all my money out of the stock market shortly before the collapse because I felt that the market was acting a little wonky, and I still see no reason to put it back in. They have not fundamentally fixed what caused the economic collapse, and the regulators are still former Wall Street bankers with friendly ties to the companies they are supposed to regulate. Given the repeated abuses and scandals by investment bankers and large Wall Street players, why should the individual investor trust that the stock market is actually a free market that we should invest in? So what about that distrust problem,
mm-hmm.
Jonathan? I, you know, you can't blame people after what we've been through.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And Robert's timing seems to be impeccable.
Lucky Robert, no kidding.
Just before everything declined, that's amazing. But you know, let's put it this way: I think he's probably made far less money since then by staying out of stocks. I've talked with a couple of people recently who weren't the timing wasn't as impeccable as Robert's. They got out after it had declined and have stayed out. And they think, you know, the rules are stacked against them, and they have essentially destroyed their financial futures because there's been a huge run up in stocks since the nadir in 2009. So, you know, I share your concern that the deck may be stacked against you, but the question is, what is the alternative? The market is not going to collapse. It hasn't collapsed. You know, fiscal cliff is just a few months away. And what's happened? The market just keeps rising. So you sometimes, you know, the old saying on Wall Street is don't fight the tape. If you want to go through life thinking that the market is just a Ponzi scheme, then you're going to have to settle for very, very mediocre returns in this environment. So, you know, I understand it. I would suggest to Robert that he might want to dabble a little bit more into the market. But, you know, again, he was extraordinary in picking the top, but apparently has not been extraordinary at picking the bottom.
Yeah, right. I mean, he sold high, but he didn't buy low.
Yeah. And, you know, he's not alone. The participation rate among individual investors in stocks has gone from, I believe, 46% to 41%. So people are more reticent to invest in it. But I think the corporations are still doing pretty well, and the price-earnings ratio, the valuations of stocks aren't out of whack. I think they're a little high right now, but they're not out of whack historically. And I think it's pretty much the only game in town right now, because the Fed has pushed interest rates down to the point where you just can't get anything without taking a lot of risk in junk bonds. So let me put it this way. The most important thing to do is to be able to sleep at night. And if that's the case for people who are reticent about stocks or fearful or skeptical of them, that's fine. If you better sleep at night. The purpose of the reports is to help people sleep better at night, and maybe for those that got out to figure out a way to tiptoe back in to the investment markets and just gradually get more and more comfortable with it.
We have $900 to go and just about a little over 6 minutes, maybe closer to 7 minutes to go. If we just get six more pledges this hour, we will meet our goal. Be one of those six pledges right now, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Again, that number is 1-866-897-9678. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and it's our fall membership drive. We need your help. We want your show of support. Our goal today is simple: to get your pledge of support at 1-866-897-9678 or go online at WOSU.org. And in return for your pledge, we're offering you a great gift from Jonathan Pond, the PBS financial advice expert on the air with me right now. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Make that call right now. At the $120 pledge, you can pick from the Money Smarts Financial Planner, which is your personal finance report done by Jonathan Pond, or
investment planner.
Oh, darn it. I don't know why I can't say it. The Money Smarts investment planner. And both either of those at the $120 level. At the $225 level, you'll get both of those, plus the book, Money Smarts, Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. Thanks to Gina Bell in Columbus and also Kit Yoon in Bexley. Now we just need four more calls, and we have 5 minutes, and I know we can make it in 5 minutes. I know we can do it. because we've always done it before. But mostly I just want people, you know, it'd be great if one of those four was a new member of WOSU.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be great?
It sure would. Even those who may be members, if you can step up to an additional level, that would be wonderful. Perhaps you need to renew your membership. I happen to think this is a good time to do so, but I'm biased. But I hope you will, and you will extend to me the privilege to be able to help you achieve a better financial future. And again, it works for all ages, all family situations, all financial situations. It works because I get enough information off the questionnaires, even though they're easy to fill out, take about a half hour each. I get enough information to be able to provide you with some guidance that, people are amazed at how customized, how much it addresses the concerns that people have. So you don't have to waste your time or pay a lot of money getting guidance, because this is, it's fairly, for me anyway, it's fairly straightforward, advising you on what you need to do, when to collect Social Security, how to diversify your investments, areas that you might be underinsured in, developing a plan to pay down your debt, making sure your wills and all the other things that go along with estate planning are up to date.
You know, Jonathan, we were talking about giving them as gifts, giving these the planners as gifts to your kids. But, you know, a lot of people are having a hard time talking to their older parents about their finances. And I think that the financial planner would be a great icebreaker. You know, it's tough to talk to your parents about their financial situation. Often they don't want to talk with you about it. They're embarrassed or they're just private.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that's a trend that the stations, again, this is confidential information, so we don't get any information from the stations. But they're telling me that 10 years ago this was a gift for the kids. Mm-hmm. Now it's more and more becoming a gift for a parent or the parents.
Thanks to Amy and Cody Kunal in Hilliard, and also Stephen and Carol Handler in Columbus. We need just two more pledges. We have less than 3 minutes to go. Please pick up the phone, call 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org and help us get those last two pledges to meet our goal this hour. 1-866-897-9678. We have just 2 minutes to go, and we need your show of support. And again, I'm glad I thought of that, because I've actually had programs, Jonathan, about the art of talking to your parents about their finances, because
very
it's
difficult.
Role reversal now.
That's right, you're right. The parents are reticent to do so. This would be a great way for stimulating a dialogue.
Right,
and most people fear that their financial situation is far worse than it is. I never sign a report before I send it out where I don't think it gives the person, the respondent, or the member in this instance, the right guidance so that they can be more hopeful about their financial future. That's what I want to do. I hope you'll call right now, and Ann will give you the number. I just interrupted her.
That's okay. Jonathan Pond, thanks so much for joining us again. You're a big help, and you're one of our favorite guests.
Well, thank you so much, and particularly thank the wonderful members at WOSU.
It's Jonathan Pond, PBS financial advisor, author of a new book, Money Smarts, Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. Once again, that number is 1-866-897-9678. 1-866-897-9678. We need just two more pledges to meet our goal. Thanks to everybody for listening, and thanks for your support. This is All Sides with Dan Fisher. This is listener-supported WOSU 89.7 and WOSU HD1 Columbus, and streaming on the web at WOSU.org, 89.7 NPR News, your all-day NPR news station, a service of WOSU Public Media.
Support for 89.7 comes from Marburn Academy, a leader in college preparatory education for ADHD and dyslexic students, hosting a general admission open house on Monday, October 15th at 7 p.m. The path to college begins at Marburn Academy. More at marburnacademy.org.